To understand the music of Black Belt Eagle Scout, it helps to know a little bit about the place frontwoman Catherine Paul grew up. The Swinomish Indian Reservation in Washington State is a small community. There are only about 1,000 members in the Swinomish tribe, and not all of them live on the reservation, which made the community there really tight-knit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everybody is family, and the tribe itself is very into, like, community dinners and community events and just kind of making sure that everybody is involved with stuff. So it was, like, one big, huge family.
Catherine Paul now lives in Portland, Oregon, and she just released her second album as Black Belt Eagle Scout. It's called At the Party with My Brown Friends, and she told me that a lot of the music on the album has its origins in the music she heard on the reservation.
I guess I was just always surrounded by it. My family had a drum group called the Skagit Valley Singers, and we would host powwows, and I think for me, music is just a way of life. It's how we express ourselves, it's how we express our spirituality, and how we live our culture.
I read that you think some of the melodies that you sing now remind you of powwow songs. Is there a song on this new album that sounds that way to you?
So one of the songs that comes to mind is Going to the Beach with Haley. I'll sing some lyrics, and then it'll have this part that's just kind of doing this melody with vocals, which is this part. I think whenever I'm humming or doing sort of type stuff, that feels more natural in the sense of the music that I grew up with.
I want to listen to a bit of the first track on this album, At the Party. What is this song about?
Trying to find the strength within yourself to be able to support somebody else. And so with that line of we will always sing, we will always sing. We will always sing. We will always sing. I was singing that one time and that line came out. I was like, we will always sing, we will always sing. And it's because when I think about the struggles that Black, Indigenous people of color face, that line of we will always sing, we will always sing, that just kind of shows no matter what, we're always going to be standing back up.
I know that you've been pretty vocal about being uncomfortable with white men at your shows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you got some pushback for that. Mm-hmm. I just want to understand, what does make you uncomfortable about seeing a bunch of white guys at your performances?
I think the thing that makes me uncomfortable is that the reason why I'm playing music is not for them. And it's for people of color, for Indigenous people, for queer people. And white men are so fragile. They get really angry when I say stuff like that. And it's because of white privilege, and they don't often get told that. So that's why there's pushback.
So if you had it your way, would you not want white men to be at your performances, to listen to your music?
No, I think that I would want them to be able to listen to my music and to be supportive, but I would want them to acknowledge that the space is primarily for people of color.
So again, like if you were to make up the rules for all your performances, you would save most of the space for people of color.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Is that surprising?
Well, I guess, you know, I wonder what's the harm in having white audiences.
Mm-hmm. This is a hard one to answer. I'm going to try and think of a good answer because
okay.
I have
sure.
thoughts.
Yeah, take a moment.
I think from my experiences and from talking with friends of color, it is a lot easier to live one's life when you have people like you surrounding you, and to be able to feel free in yourself because of a lot of historical and systematic oppression and trauma that has plagued communities of color. And in dreams of a lot of Native people, we see a world where we haven't been murdered, where we are able to speak our language, mm-hmm. and where we can live free.
So we have talked a lot about your identity and how that's affected where you've landed. But I want to turn to something a little different now. I want to turn to love. The last song is the love between you and your mom, the connection that you share.
Yeah.
Tell me about your connection with your mom.
My mom is a really strong person. The song that is the last track on the album, I was trying to portray feelings about, like, the support that I received from her in particular when I came out as queer. And I think the song was, like, here's an example of how a mother can love their child.
Yeah.
And if you are needing that in your life to look towards, like, hopefully this can help you.
Catherine Paul is the indie artist Black Belt Eagle Scout. Her new album is called At the Party with My Brown Friends.